This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In Numbers 22, we have the story of Balaam. Remember Balaam? He's famous because his donkey talked to him. But Balaam was really an interesting character as far as somebody that God would use. Balaam was a New Age guy. Even though it was though he was in ancient history, he was a New Age guy. He had a lot of different beliefs that he adhered to. He embraced many beliefs, including the occult, including divination and astrology, astronomy, all kinds of black magic kinds of things, and also the Jewish faith in Yahweh, with God. And so he had a lot of stuff going on in his head. He was from Mesopotamia, and he was well known. He was a soothsayer, they used to call them, or sorcerer or whatever. He was well known even to the king of Moab and the king of Ammon and so forth. They all knew who he was. But this lack of knowledge in Balaam never had any training in the ways of God, in the ways of Yahweh, the Jewish God. He had a lack of knowledge, and so that lack of knowledge left him open to lots of deceptions. The lack of knowledge left him open to lots of deceptions, and some of those deceptions we know that God condemned, called them abominable. Deuteronomy 18, you can read the whole list of them. But and so that lack of knowledge is why we teach the Bible so much. It's why we have Bible school. It's why we encourage people to go to Bible studies. Because the more you know, the more you're taught of God, and the more you know, the less likely you are to become deceived by something. The lack of knowledge is where people become very deceived. Whenever you find deception, you'll find a lack of good biblical teaching. So it was important to get training. Balaam never had that opportunity. He wasn't a child of Abraham. He was from a distant land. But nevertheless, we see an amazing work of grace here because God used him. In spite of all of his fallacies, God used him. He was at times a mess in terms of his thinking, but God used him. And he used them not extensively, but he used them for a brief time. And Numbers 22 tells you all about that. But his advice, and we can get to this in a minute, but his advice to Moab on how to deceive the Israelites led to his death. And it was Israel that actually put him to death. Numbers 31:8, they actually had to put him to death. So he was a prophet, used of God for a period of time, but then he was put to death by the Israelites because he had been used against them to deceive them and to harm them. But in Balaam's story, we do see one thing, and God teaches us this lesson in the story of Balaam, that God's people could not be defeated or cursed from anything outside of themselves. Anything on the outside, they were a people, a group. Any army coming against them, any occult sorcerer or witch or whatever who would pronounce a curse upon them, or any demon that would come against them or any devil, whatever it was, they could not be cursed from the outside. They would not receive a curse. That's good to remember. You could live in a house, and in your neighborhood, you could be surrounded by witches and warlocks and Satan worshippers and everything else. They can't touch you. And they cannot touch you. They have no power over you. You are completely protected by a wall of fire in Zechariah 2:5. And God is and you are in the midst of that. And you cannot be cursed from the outside. So you never have to fear that. And I've known Christians that have feared that. And I've known Christians that still use astrology and everything else to discern their lives and so forth. And the reason they do is because they have a lack of knowledge. They're not taught. But in Balaam's story, we see that they cannot. He tried to, Balak of Moab tried to pay him to curse God's people, and he could not do it. He wanted to do it. He had the money in his hand, and he wanted the money, but he could not curse God's people. And he could only bless them. And because he was being used for a brief time by God. Numbers 23:20, this is what he says in that aftermath of trying to curse them, not being able to curse them, and then explaining this to Balak, the guy who was going to pay him to do it. He said, "Behold, I have received a command to bless. God has blessed them, and I cannot reverse it. So I may have been used in the past to curse people and to do evil things against them, but in this case, I cannot do it. God has blessed them, and I cannot reverse it." And that's true of you today. God, you are under the blessing of God, and nobody on the outside of the church, nobody outside of the church can curse or harm God's people. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you. And then it says this beautiful verse, one of our favorites in our ministry. He has not observed, and this is what Balaam is telling this Moab king. He says, he has not observed iniquity in Jacob. Jacob meaning is Israel. Nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. So Balaam tells Balak that, hey, God has not even observed, he hasn't even seen iniquity in his people, which is incredible to us, because we can read the history of them and we can see plenty of places where they failed, where they sinned, where they went off, where they got involved in idolatry, where they got involved in all kinds of things. How could God make a statement like that? How could he say, I haven't even seen it? Because the attack's coming from the outside, and when it comes from the outside, God takes the stand of seeing us through the cross. Now, the cross hadn't happened yet. It's still, you know, thousands of years away, 1,000-plus years away. Hasn't happened yet, but in God's mind and in God's heart, it's an eternal cross. Revelation 13:8, Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God sees us through the eternal cross and what the cross has done for us. What did the cross do for us? It took all of our sins and nailed it to him and took them to the grave where they'll never be seen again. So the cross dealt with our sins. And so God says, when I look at my people, I don't see sin. You may think they deserve to be cursed or they deserve to be judged. They deserve to be condemned. I don't see it. I don't see iniquity and I don't see any wickedness in Israel. And the Lord, his God, is with him. There's no sin. I see no sin. Man sees sin, but God doesn't, because God's dealt with it. And the Lord, his God, is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. I love that part, because there is no king yet. This is in the book of Numbers during the time of Moses. We still got to go through Joshua. And then we got to go through the book of Judges. Then we got to get up to Samuel when Samuel appoints the first king, who's King Saul. So we are hundreds of years away from having a king. There is no king except the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And we have the shout of a king in the midst of his people. And that's what our king does, Jesus Christ. He is shouting in victory in the midst of his people. He is shouting what has been done. He is shouting, it is finished. John 19:30. To his people. And anytime his people feel condemned, and anytime his people would dare judge another brother or sister in the Lord, the king shouts, it is finished. It is finished. It's over. I've dealt with their sins. Why are you bringing them up? I don't see the iniquity. I don't see the wickedness. I have cleansed it. Why do you say you see it? Why do you disagree with me? Can't you hear the shout of the king? It's finished. It's over. So that's a beautiful verse. Then God brings them out of Egypt, he says in verse 22, speaking of the Exodus, and he has the strength of a wild ox. A wild ox is a pretty strong thing. I've tried wrestling one once. It was pretty tough. I couldn't get him down. He was quite something. But there is no sorcery against Israel, against Jacob. There is no sorcery against you, nor any divination against Israel. Nothing can touch my people. Nothing can touch them. And God is seeing them through the cross. He sees them as completely cleansed from sin. So now what must be said of Israel and God's people is this. Oh, what God has done. That's all we can say. Wow. What God has done for us. Unbelievable. Incredible. Amazing. Awesome. What God has done. Israel's sins are gone. They cannot be found. She is in the place of blessing. There's no natural or even supernatural force that can bring a curse upon her. She's in the midst of a wall of fire. First Peter 2:9. Peter says this to his people, to the Christians, to the believers. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are his own special people. Now that word special is very good. The word special means preserved. It means set apart and protected. You are a special people. You are set apart and protected, preserved by God himself. You are a special, special people. You cannot be touched. The Greek word picture, Greek word pictures, there would be a circle and a dot in the middle, and you're the dot. And all around you, surrounding you, is a wall of protection called God. And nothing happens to you. Nothing gets in without God's permission. You are a special, special individual. And you are a special people corporately. So God's people cannot be touched. Not from the outside. The only attack the devil has against God's people is on the inside.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.